Time to talk some motoring with David Brown from Driven Media. How are we, David?
I'm fighting fit. Thank you, Andrew.
Good to hear. VW, their ute, which I've got to say, I always think, wow, that's the oddest looking Volkswagen in my mind, but that's not really what they look like anymore, is it? And certainly not the big utes, the big Amaroks.
No, this is not the family, well, young family ute that you might think of that is really booming the market. One where you have, say, a dual cab up the front, which has as many features as you possibly can like a car, but still has a ute out the back. Those are the sort of cars that ideally suited for perhaps going on a holiday with the young kids in the back and the surfboards in the tray. The VW ute, which, like last week when we were talking about the multivan, is a derivative of this combi. It is that functional thing. It is much more a workhorse than it is a family vehicle.
David, around the Hunter, we've spoken about this before. When it comes to four-wheel drives and utes, you know, it's predominantly the Toyotas and the Nissans, and there's a few Holdens and Fords as well. You don't see a lot of people adopting the VW Amarok.
No. Well, the Amarok, again, you know, it's a funny thing that has had its detractors because it doesn't have as much stuff in the back,
yep,
as for safety for the kids. But now this transporter ute is the next step up, even from that towards functionality. I'll give you a couple of reasons why. In the back, there's a bench seat rather than individual seats. It's much more for taking people and all their equipment in the back to a work site or yep, out perhaps on the farm, where you're not necessarily carrying a lot of people. But if you throw a bit of equipment in the back, you're not going to worry too much about the seats. So there's no child anchor points in the back there, even to the point that the rear doors in the cabin, in the dual cabin, don't have opening windows. It's
right.
It's that functionality that you might talk about. The front seat actually has room for three people if the third person, or perhaps even the second or third person, are rather thin, but it's that functionality that it's aimed at rather than necessarily the family car, which serves for young kids most of the time, but also has a tray on the back.
They sound like the perfect council vehicle, the way you've described them.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. The tray's huge, and can I say something? I've got a son who is just incredibly, his timing is unbelievable. Every time I've had a ute, he's had to move something.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's because he's always has to move something, and the utes just always coincide. Well, we had some shelving, which had some long pieces to it. You know, the big tray in the back, aluminium tray, the fold-down sides are really practical. You fold down the back, and you can even fold out a little step that allows you to climb up into it. It's functionality, you know, again, your point, the council ute, is absolutely right, and it works really well there. But there were certain weaknesses to it, too, is it doesn't have a reversing camera or any indications for helping you to park. And it's a device that, you know, if you're parking in a residential street, not that maybe you do that often, but if you are, you really need someone to help guide you.
David, this year for Christmas, I'm going to send you one of those stickers that says, yes, I have a ute, no, I can't help you move.
Please send me one. It's not just my son.
How much do VW want to charge us for one of these multi-utes, for want of perhaps a better name?
Around $55,000 to $60,000. Now, that's the $60,000 will come with an all-wheel drive, which I think particularly, if you're talking not just, you're not talking about, you know, rough and tumble camping or what have you, you're talking about, you know, wet weather and muddy conditions and so on. That can be, I think, particularly advantageous to it. So, you know, it's not the cheapest on the market. You can certainly get one of the more traditional, you know, Tritons and so on, cheaper. But, you know, it's a workhorse and it's fit for purpose. That's its approach.
Probably doesn't matter how much it costs because the councils are just going to lease it anyway. David Brown, as always, thank you for talking motoring. We'll catch up again next Thursday.
Absolutely my pleasure, Andrew.